Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from a great place to spend the afternoon. Good nights in Raleigh, North Carolina. Oh, we're doing it once again. People say to me things like, "Doug, it's too soon." You were just there in February, and I say, damn it, my agent. I want to go this weekend because I have a strong feeling that it will be not as warm as it should be and occasional violent showers. If I can go where there's going to be a convection shower, I learned that word, which means a fast shower. It's the strangest thing. I love to sit in the bathtub forever, but I want a fast shower. It's Saturday, August 24th, 2019, and as you may have guessed, the weed is pretty good here. And if I'm a betting man, which I am, I would put a lot of money on the fact that you guys brought some awesome name tags. Let me get a quick taste. Yeah, look at these things. They light up. This guy's put his in plastic. Like, lady, pardon me. I just thought usually guys put stuff in plastic. I didn't. Oh, there's another laminated one over there. Wow, it's a real lamb off. And the lit up Peter Jenna Butter Falcon. You know how to reach me because I love the Peanut Butter Falcon in theaters now all over the country. But, you know, I don't know how my guests feel about it. I think that none of them have seen it. It's so fresh. Have you seen it? No, you haven't seen it. It's a good name tag. If I chose a name tag, yeah, that's the one I would pick. Doug plugs, blah, 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 blah. Hey, let's talk about the prize bag. It gives me this strange joy to skip the part where everybody yells out all that, you know, the caw and all that. I don't know why I like skipping that part and making everybody go, is he going to do that part? We know our part. Why isn't he doing his part? The prize bag includes, I just acquired this beautiful item, I can't believe I'm not going directly to sell it on the internet. It's a sippy cup. I forget the name of the beverage I enjoyed, but they make up funny beverage names based on the show you're seeing. It's a Broadway musical called Moulin Rouge, the musical. And this is my sippy cup from that, from viewing a performance of that show. What, oh, what this sippy cup has seen. Here's a t-shirt. I'm not even going to, somebody, people give me t-shirts. They go, put that in the prize bag. I go, no problem. And then I don't give them any credit whatsoever. I just say, here's a t-shirt. I was in Austin, Texas recently, so I got Austin Magazine. Yeah, the idea is to put stuff in here that's really not that much of a prize. Just might be stuff that's kind of interesting. And then I'll try to leave some behind in the bag, but I also brought a lovely lady keeps making me faux nuts or throw nuts, which are donuts that are just made out of paper that you can throw safely. Because right, we're going to have a safe show today. You guys have cocktails in front of you. So, yeah, I'm going to throw some of these at you as hard as I can. They're very soft, so it's, you know, it's not going to be a problem. Plus, I also have, forgot to put one in the bag, but I brought some rockin' pins of me. It's a pin of me, and they're also available after the show. I'll be by the door near the step and repeat, because this place is fancy and uses show business terms that nobody knows. And I'll be over by that thing for photographs and autographs. All that shit's free. It's just, you just have to pay for the pin, and I'm not going to say the price on the podcast. I'm going to whisper it in your ear when you walk up to me based on what I think you can afford. $15. That kind of thing. Plus, all the stuff brought by my guests are going to go into, I think, various bags. In fact, there's one really big item, so I'm very curious to hear about that as soon as possible. Please give it up for Tim Dillon, Brian Mallow, and Jeff Tate. Apologies to Tim and Brian. We should have probably warned you about that before bringing you out here in front of everybody. That's the last thing a comedian wants. It's the chanting of someone else's name.
I found it inspiring.
Okay, good. Yeah, you know.
I enjoyed it.
You know that you've got a formidable foe there on the other end because people are already chanting his name. But let's meet them individually. One at a time. To my right, headlining here all weekend at Good Nights in Raleigh, it's Tim Dillon!
Thank you. I have a great prize.
Do I get right to it?
I mean,
it's so big, I think you should whip it out.
I have great prize.
Yeah, I give good prize. I give them. So, this is the Coleman Camping Compact Table. Yeah, okay. So, it's a camping table, and depending what happens with the economy, it may just be a table. So, prepare, you know. But it's I believe it's metal, and it's tough. This is a tough beast.
It's heavy?
It's heavy.
Like, whoever wins this is going to be really fun.
Yeah.
To transport. I hope you came here on a bus.
Yeah.
Often when you're be extra cool.
Yeah, often when you're camping, the lack of furniture is upsetting. And it ruins the experience, you know? So,
Tim,
I think,
is there a story about how you came into possession of this item?
I stole it from somebody. I took it, and I'm now giving it to someone else. And that's the way that this American economy works at the present moment. So, that's the way it is. But no, it's a good table. I've been, I'm excited. And whoever gets it's fucking lucky.
You could play cards on
it. Oh, yeah.
You could put food
on it. You could negotiate
it.
A divorce, whatever you want to do. If you go camping and your marriage still fails, yeah.
You all have the option of not showing us your name tags at that point if you don't want to get saddled with this thing. Or I guess you could just drop it out in the street somewhere.
It could be the new table that sits outside of Goodnight's.
I hope it doesn't get used to murder somebody. I'd hate to have Tim's fingerprints and our winner today.
Oh, I would certainly go to jail. I would certainly be arrested for that.
Oh my God, I think this guy was murdered by a table. That's my impression of the cop. Later.
Also joining us today, he's been on the show a few times because he is based here in Raleigh, and he is known on Twitter as Science Comedian. Yeah, it's our friend Brian Mallow, everybody. Brian Mallow.
Tate.
Don't worry, they'll get to it.
Hey, I came up with a good slogan for you. There's only one L in Mallow, but I'm still pretty mellow.
I'm using it already.
And you are the Science Comedian. What's the latest in comedy and science?
The latest?
what's breaking news in science?
Stupid hillbillies
comedy?
Don't get it. Oh, that's never mind.
Well, I don't know. Science and comedy. The biggest thing this lately, everyone knows, we've been talking about the moon landing, I guess, 50 years ago in July, first time landing on the moon. So
you're one of those moon landing believers?
Yeah, I'm one of those freaky conspiracy people who think we actually probably did it.
Well, you're being reasonable. You just said probably, so you're leaving room for all those people that believe otherwise.
Seeding disinformation, yes. You know, tying it to movies, there's been this a video blogger.
Somebody's dial tone was like a funeral dirge.
Oh, but no. It's been pointed out that in 1969, we had the technology to go to the moon. We did not really have the technology to fake the video footage that well, or the movie footage to tie it into the show.
Good point, science.
Well,
CGI
I'm sold.
Stuff wasn't there yet.
I don't know. It was directed by Kubrick, so the guy managed to pull off 2001, so I don't know why he couldn't fake a moon landing.
It would have been way weirder
if it was
Kubrick.
And then put the little boy, Danny, in The Shining in a sweatshirt that has a space rocket that says USA on it just to fuck with us further.
That's one small
That is what
step.
Happened. That is what
Mr.
happened.
Torrance.
There's lots of crazy theories in the film Room 237. Have you seen
right.
that?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us what you brought. You're so excited about what you brought.
So I brought a copy, a DVD copy of the director's cut of Blade Runner. If you don't know the movie, that's ridiculous. But if you do, it's the director's cut. Lacking that, you know, the main difference. Lacking that voiceover from Harrison
Ford. The Harrison Ford,
Ford
voiceover. Yeah,
Ridley Scott didn't want it on there.
They kept tweaking it over the years, and now I guess there's a final version that I saw recently where they fixed a bad stunt double. They took the wires out of that one shot where you could see wires lifting the flying car up. But anyway.
And Rutger Hauer just died.
Blade Runner. Yeah, and Rutger Hauer just died. So thanks for bringing this real bummer of a gift.
Yeah.
Did you guys know Rutger Hauer was murdered by a camp table? On the moon.
Yeah.
Why are you still holding on to that? Do you want to just let it drop?
I mean, I do, but I don't know what'll... I'm scared like an animal will run out of the bag.
Oh, you haven't even looked inside.
I have no idea what's in here. I'm hoping it's not a gun. I'm praying it's not a gun. This looks like a rifle, but we'll just kind of let it...
Yeah, just... There you go.
That's a table.
Great.
I can tell.
Great.
Yeah.
I got a good ear. I got perfect pitch. That's a table.
Wait, if I drop something on the ground, you know what it was?
Anybody can drop anything
not
onto
anybody.
Anything.
I said
tell.
If I right. drop
oh,
something
you're right.
on the
specifically
ground.
Specifically you. Yeah, I can tell
okay,
what
are you
is.
Ready?
Yeah.
What was that?
That sounded like you picked something up. That's what I heard. I heard you pick something
imperfect
up.
Bitch.
I mean, didn't you just hear him give me, the only thing I had in my hands was a Blade Runner DVD. Would have been amazing if you just said, that's a Blade Runner DVD. Director's cut. Like, if you'd have known all that information based on hearing it hit the floor, that would have been some real podcast gold, Jeff.
I can't hear out of my left ear.
What did you bring for the prize? What did you bring for the prize?
I brought a burnout mug. Check it out. It's for
you
when.
You sure you don't want to keep that?
Yeah, I got some more. They didn't send me just one. It'll make your coffee immediately not too hot to drink, and you can and it'll keep it there all day. So when you live in the woods, with this, if you
with plan, my table,
right? If you plan on living in the woods after today's show, I got you covered coffee wise.
Yeah, and you got a magazine to read and a sippy yeah. cup that's empty.
Speaking of,
you'll be set for a life in the wilderness.
Speaking of the moon landing, this was made by rocket scientists. It says so on the box. A rocket scientist thought it up. Like how a teacher came up with Airborne. A rocket scientist was like, what if my coffee keeps getting cold? Burnoutmugs.com, promo code Tate.
All of that is in the prize bag today. Yeah. It's consolidated, so it's only two bags, and together, it only weighs about 200 pounds. Jeff, I know you're busy laughing right now, but I would like to start with you on a question that you know is coming. And I just want a direct, specific answer. Lately, everyone wants to tell me about two or three movies, reasons why they saw this or that. I just want to know. And I'll decide what the follow-up question is. What was the last movie you saw?
Good Boys.
All right.
I saw it because
yeah,
it was
some
nighttime.
People like it. I've got a question.
Yeah.
Why? Why do
funny.
They need a movie where children say and do inappropriate things?
Oh, did you say why do we need one? I don't know the answer to that. I didn't know that.
Why did you like it?
Why did I like it? They made jokes that I understood. I got a lot of the jokes. I laughed at it. I always think it's funny when a kid says fuck. Like, you guys ever see Role Models? That kid in Role Models is hilarious.
Right, but that was just, you know, one or two usages. Like, just having kids swear a lot, doesn't it get old
no,
after a while?
No, that dumb Role Models movie was too much about those adults and not enough about that kid who says fuck. That's what I thought. And then when I saw a trailer for that, I was like, three of those Role Model kids for the whole movie? I'm in. I learned a lot about friendship and how to be friends with other people. It's a great movie. I say it's probably the best. It's the best movie I've seen all week. No, hang on.
He does see a lot of movies each week.
No, it's not the only one.
But we do not need to hear about the others, remember?
Right, I'll be outside with the. I'm going to open this table and sell all the rest of the prize bag. You can come talk to me then.
Brian Mallow, same question.
I saw.
No, the question is why Good Boys? Oh my God, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that on every episode from now on. You guys were here for the beginning of a thing that's going to fuck with guest number two every episode. Because nobody listens to the show before coming on it. All right, Brian.
Why indeed?
What was your answer, though? You were answering.
So I saw the documentary Apollo 11, actually.
Oh, look at the brains on Brian.
I don't always see documentaries, but when I do... But maybe more interesting than the movie itself. I saw it at a really interesting event with a lot of geeky people and scientists, and I watched it standing next to Neil Armstrong's son. As we watched his father go to the moon and come back, I was standing next to his son.
Neil Legstrong.
Now let's try to guess, everybody, between Brian and Neil Armstrong's son, which one was jerking off?
Oh, I call both. I call both. It's like the double zero on the roulette.
It's an exciting moment. It's exciting. But like, how much of your periphery did you like watch? Like, how much did you see his reaction to it?
So the thing is, I had already seen the movie, and it was at a big event, and that's why I chose to be in the back, and I was with the filmmakers, and he was next to me. And the part that I remember best, at the very end, when he comes, Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong. He was the one jerking off. I've never seen Apollo 11.
When they came back from the moon, they were quarantined. So they were in this weird car, and so there's his dad, who must be like in his 30s, Neil, waving to people through this window, and standing next to me was his like 60-year-old son with his hand on his chest, just watching, with footage which he must have seen a lot of times before, but it was pretty chilling. That was like amazing.
What if the kid goes, oh fuck, you never told me that.
My dad went to the moon? Exactly.
Wow, that is awesome. I mean, I feel like everyone in this room doesn't even care what movie Tim saw. That's the most amazing movie watching experience.
Or why Good Boys even.
Right.
Listen, Jacob Tremblay is a fantastic actor.
I like him. He's good that movie where his face was all fucked up.
The Man Without a Face. I saw it.
No, it was called Fucked Up Face Kid.
I saw it. I was in the back. I was standing next to that guy's kid. He had a fucked up. His face was fucked up too.
Sorry, Tim, but I do have to ask.
Yeah. I'm waiting.
What do you got?
Okay. Last movie I saw?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Assuming we're not talking about the YouTube documentary Jeffrey Epstein Alive? which was somewhat disorganized, but spirited.
I heard they pushed his body off the same boat they pushed off Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. I saw the movie Midsommar, or if you have a meeting with A24, they will correct you and say Midsommar, and then you tell them, oh, I don't give a fuck. So Midsommar, the horror film.
So you met with the company that made the movie.
Yes.
And they feel like you missed. Pronounced.
They literally
a word
said
that was made up.
Yes. I said, oh, I saw Midsommar, and they said, it's Midsommar. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, well you have no idea what time of year I went to that movie.
Yeah. Right.
I saw late July, early August.
August, it's August.
And it was fine. It was fun. Horror, fun, good, you know.
So you saw it and then had the meeting.
Yeah, I saw it, and I had the meeting.
Made that foul pull.
Nobody knew why I was there. They didn't. They didn't know why I was there. I didn't know why I was there. Fun meeting, you know.
Water? They give you water?
They gave me water, and we sat there, and we discussed. I said Hereditary. Not really. And I thought
it's Hereditary. Yeah, it's Hereditary.
And you know, we parted as friends. One hopes.
It was mutual.
Yeah.
But what is your feeling about the Midsommar movie? Did you like it?
I thought it was very good. I thought it was
being that upset.
I thought it was long.
For a long time.
It was very drawn out. It was very bright.
A lot of dread.
Very bright. I was assaulted with like the Swedish sun. It was a lot for me as an Irish man from the East. I felt like I was getting burned in the theater. Just hear my Aunt Sue be like, right. You're going to get melanoma. Cover up.
The Swedes are known for their olive skin.
Yes.
It's one of the more brightly lit horror.
It really is.
Horror-ish movies. Like,
yeah.
If something terrible happens, you get to really see it.
But it was good. It was enjoyable.
Yeah. There's nothing where you're like, what's happening? Usually horror movies are like in the woods, so the effects don't have to be that good. Midsommar's got some fucked up shit in there.
I had a friend that I went with, and he was like, what's great about this is that it's really about relationships. And it's like, all right, we're no longer friends. Just enjoy the horror movie. Just enjoy it, okay?
Just depicts the normal ups and downs in the relationship between any two people. Right. Me and you could be like these characters.
Sounds like you guys are talking about Good Boys. Do you guys talk about Good Boys?
I felt there weren't enough scenes in Midsommar where they tossed around a dildo like it was a baked potato.
I mean, come on, but imagine if they were 12.
Right.
Wait, I heard it.
I mean, it's kind of my dream to see a 12-year-old burn to death inside of an animal. But enough spoilers for Good Boys.
That doesn't happen in Good Boys. I saw the whole thing. Is there like a end credit scene where they burn someone alive?
That does happen in Jeffrey Epstein Alive? ? So if you are into that content,
well, thank you guys for your honest answers to that question. I know it takes people off guard.
They're not ready to open up like that usually on a podcast.
I didn't get to say who I saw it with.
Was that an important piece of information?
No, you just said don't do it, and then they both did it immediately. I saw it with Neil Armstrong, son, and you were like, oh, I was at the studio with the studio head watching Midsommar.
So who did you see it with?
I saw it by myself.
That's what I thought. That's why I don't ask you who you saw it with. Because you go to movies by yourself. I do too. I mean, I'm not making fun of
it. I had a nice soda.
Activity. I was at the Alamo Draft House here in Raleigh today. And it is delightful. And I recommend the Brussels sprouts, bacon, and goat cheese pizza. Hold all three of those ingredients. No, they're all really, it's really good. They really come together nicely. And it's available at most of the Alamo Draft Houses, but they have a new Alamo Draft House in Los Angeles that does not have that pizza. So I'm not boycotting them, but I'm also like, come on. Don't make me, you know, I went all the way to Raleigh for this pizza.
I bet if you told them that, they'd let you at least bring in your own Brussels sprouts.
Great job, Jeff, nailing the best ingredient on that pizza. That bacon and goat cheese can fuck off. If I could have a dry Brussels sprouts pizza, then I'd be in business.
I imagine they got bacon for other menu items.
Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin. Oh, guys, I do not envy you in your decision-making situation at hand because there's so many good name tags. Some of which light up. Is there anything attached to any of them? Oh, that guy's got some stuff. Oh, lots of stuff glued onto that one. So, Godspeed and go select the name tag. Just grab it and bring it back to your seat.
I feel like I'm going to lose, so I want to pick somebody who didn't work hard on the side.
Oh, that's a good approach.
I
want to
pick like somebody who really just phoned it in
and
doesn't deserve to win, because I definitely won't win.
There's somebody waving around back there. There's a poster of Jacob Siroff back there. That person doesn't care.
Yeah, this person.
This lady, she just wrote
Yeah, this lady
down.
Doesn't give a shit about anything.
All right.
This is an Eternal Sunshine DVD with a little airplane Tito's bottle.
Normally we save the reveal for after the break.
Oh, sorry.
Tell us about it now.
This does not deserve to win.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Doug Plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles this Tuesday at 8 o'clock, new time. And I'll be doing stand-up in Phoenix at CB Live on Saturday, August 31st at 4:20. And in Denver, yeah, at Comedy Works on Saturday, September 1st at 7 o'clock. Bring name tags if you want to try your hand at playing Last Man Stanton at all of my stand-up dates. For all of my dates and deets and links, oh my, go to DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah, cacao wallet. Shh. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. All right. That was a very intense name tag selection process. We already know who Tim picked. Who do you have, Jeff?
I picked Matt Matatouille. He's got all kinds of shit taped to it. I thought this thing was going to have weed in it, but it doesn't. But this thing on the back has like candy that's shaped like real food, like a like gummy hamburgers and stuff. I can't wait.
Hey, I can't either. Can you open that up and show us what candy shaped like food looks like?
I can.
This candy's shaped like food, you guys. It's revolutionary. Most candy is inedible.
It depends on if you...
Use your microphone, boys.
I mean, gummy candy is shaped like worms a lot. I don't eat a lot of worms. I eat some. I'm
great
not saying
point,
I don't
Jeff.
Need none.
You eat a lot of licorice. It's shaped like nothing. It's just a stick.
Oh, God damn it.
What?
It's like fucking wrapped up. It's big.
Oh, each one is an individual wrapper?
Yeah, this is...
You can still see through the wrapper, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let me see this. So this one is a...
It looks like bottles of Coke.
What's it supposed to be?
Bottles of Coke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're little Coke bottles. But yeah. Shit ton of them.
Ooh, the hamburger looks good. I don't usually like pickles, but I'll give it a shot.
All right, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah, me too. I wish I would have picked a different name tag.
What's the name on the name tag again, Jeff?
Matt Tatouille.
Okay, Matt. So I just want to remember the Matt part. Next time you could do Matt, a gas car. Brian?
Well, Doug, I picked one that almost requires Tim's table to hold up.
Yeah.
And...
Whoa.
John Eyre.
Now, why'd
you know, I recognize not you, but also my friend Jacob Siroff.
Yeah,
on
Jacob's
there.
On there.
And they were all the way in the back of the room. I felt they needed something.
No, it's a big name tag. He's got a big Jeff Tate on there. Really big Doug Benson face. And what's the quote on there? It says, I said it's time for a year off. Oh, that's in reference to sometimes we do hashtag year off of Siroff. And, but the people speak, and they always vote for him. It's a tradition. There you go.
John Eyre.
There you go, Con Eyre.
There you go. What?
John. Yeah, the guy's name's
John Eyre.
Good job, John. Yeah. You put a lot of history of the show into that name.
Yeah.
That's the
Brian
one I
didn't
wish
even
I picked.
Understand it, and yet he appreciated it. He connected to it. Jeff, what do you got?
Tim, what is your name tag?
What?
I already did my name tag.
What?
I already did my name tag.
We already did Tim's too.
Yeah, we did mine too.
So we'll just do yours again for anyone that has Alzheimer's.
All you had to say, Jeff, was we've done all the name tags. Back to you, Doug.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, back to one. We've done all the name tags. Back to you, Doug. You got that. You got that. We'll do
it. Yeah, we'll edit that part out. Oh, yeah, Matatui. I was so focused on knowing that we already knew that Tim was playing for...
I mean, it's Eternal Sunshine DVD.
What's
with
their name, though?
Leslie, who Leslie. Leslie is not getting a table. Yeah. Not with that effort. That amount of effort.
I don't think she's disappointed.
Well, it's true. We don't know her life, though.
We'll see. Well, when you come up for your first show tonight, a Saturday night headliner show, I mean, I guess the MC will be the first to notice.
Right.
This table might still be right here on the stage.
Careful. I'll tell you right now, we'll set that table fucking up, and we'll get another fucking happy couple from Raleigh in here.
I sit and watch game shows on TV with a calculator, and I figure out the tax on everything that everybody wins, and then I decide in my head whether or not that person's going to pay the tax or just say, fuck it, I don't want that prize. It gets especially tricky when it's a cash prize. Because then it depends which state they're in. I figure it all out. All right. This first game we're going to play today, I've been playing it a lot lately because it's mortifying to me how bad my guests are at it. But it's also a game where you could just guess and be right. It's called Characters Welcome. I'm going to name the characters, like the silly things that they name characters in the end credits of a movie. You know, next to an actor's name, it'll say something like, here's a great example. There was a movie where someone was called Bruce the Bartender. You know, just silly things like that.
Coyote Ugly.
No. That was just an example.
Oh, okay.
Of a credit that Tim Dillon has.
Yeah. By the way.
In a movie called Boston Psychiatric.
Here's the thing. I am not in that movie.
What?
This is true. There's an IMDb page that say I was in a movie called Boston Psychiatric, and they say I play a guy named Bruce the Bartender. If you go to Bruce the Bartender, it's another fat guy. It's not me at all. And I don't know who at IMDb, like what lazy person's like, well, I guess Tim Dillon will do. It's like a crazy thing, but I was never in that film.
Well, I was a bartender in a movie that I can't remember the name of. And I'm fat. Maybe it's me.
It's crazy. I wish I was.
Anyway, I didn't
it was a good part.
Bring up such a sore spot.
I'm sorry.
I thought you had this amazing credit in Boston
and
Psychiatric.
The film doesn't love that movie. It's not good. I watched it. It is really not strong.
Did you watch it just to make sure you weren't the bartender?
I was like, because I used to be an alcoholic. I was like, how drunk did I get? Was I in a film? Like... And I was not. Sadly, I was not. But
okay.
Am I good? Am I an amazing actor? But yeah.
All right. So you get the idea, though. I love when Jeff has an audience member help him take his jacket off.
Thank you. It was. I like doing it too.
It's good to, you know, involve the audience as much as you can. And the gentleman who took your coat off is wearing a Hot Dogs and Gatorade t-shirt.
Yeah.
That he purchased from you online or in person.
Probably in person. I don't think I know how to do that online sales. In person?
Online.
Online?
Zipthrough.com.
Oh, you bought it from okay.
What?
I get it. That was me.
From a scalper.
Different thing altogether. Anyway, that's why I picked his name tag.
I love how Jeff has such control of every facet of his career. All right. Here we go. Test. Can you hear me, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you need to see my lips? Does that help? Here we go. This movie has a character in it named Sweet Woman. Not very helpful.
Home Alone.
Yep, there could be a woman in there that's sweet. I'm sure his mother had an actual name, though.
Maybe it's Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. I don't know how you're spelling sweet.
It's not sweat.
Yeah, it's not like a hotel suite. Jimmy Choo wearer. That's a credit somebody has in this movie, that they're a Jimmy Choo wearer. There's also someone called, what the fuck? Lingerie saleswoman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enemy of the state.
Can we guess?
Yeah, as often as you like. I'm sorry I didn't say that at the beginning.
Jimmy Choo, Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, that's a very good guess. That's another good guess, Jeff. That movie had a sequel, of course.
Sex in the City 2.
Is this all the same movie? Lingerie saleswoman?
That's the idea. Maybe I didn't explain it well enough at the beginning.
No one got that.
Characters from the same movie.
Oh. Lingerie, and Pretty Woman?
No.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Jimmy Choo
might be a lingerie saleswoman in it, though.
Jimmy Choo's got to be recent.
See, I love how much you guys are
guessing. I feel pretty.
The Devil Wears
Rocky
Prada?
Balboa.
Sleepless in Seattle?
Matatui.
Chinatown.
Made in Manhattan with Jennifer Lopez? Okay.
You know
the
what?
The remake of The Fly
with
Jeff
Goldblum. You know what? If you get
Goldblum.
The title right, I don't care who's in it. It's just the title we're looking for.
Manhattan.
There's another character. I don't know why that guy said
Sphere.
Something. I guess maybe Jurassic Park was supposed to be a funny answer, but
yeah, that was not. It bombed.
He meant Jurassic World, where she wears the heels. That's probably what he meant. Let's give him some credit.
Yeah.
Return of the Jedi.
Give us another character.
Alex Fisher.
Ooh.
Edie Cohen. Crystal Allen. Okay, now here's what I want to ask you guys.
Ocean's 8.
I want you to start thinking about everything I've said so far. There's also Mary Haynes and a Sylvie Fowler.
Is it Preta Forte?
No.
Beast of the Southern Wild?
No.
The Player.
What does every person that I named, every character, what do they have in common?
They're all women. Little women.
They're all women.
Yes.
They're all women.
Which women are they?
First Wives Club.
They are Hidden Figures. No.
Which women? You had to say specifically. It's not a woman.
Oh, which women?
It's not just one woman, obviously.
There's witches of Eastwick.
There's several women, so they wouldn't call it a woman.
Designing women
they'd
is a TV
probably
show.
Call it something like...
A fashionable woman.
I don't think they'd use A. I think my point was it's not just one person.
The women is correct.
Women.
Oh,
the women.
Jim Dillon with the women.
Oh, I hope this lady doesn't win. I'm so upset. Is this going to be like Trump where it's a joke and then I actually win and then we get a shitty
thing?
Yeah, I'm
going to trick you into saying the right answer every time. Now, The Women was a film starring Meg Ryan and Annette Bening, and it was directed and written by Diane English, and it was, the entire cast was all women, and it was from 2008, I believe. And ooh, so I thought that'd be fun for that game, and I was, kind of right. I especially liked the clue at the end.
Clue.
What do they all have in common? Jimmy Choo wearer was a real game changer.
That threw us.
But all you won, Tim, so you still have a great chance of losing.
Yes.
All you won is the opportunity to go first in this next game. It's a new game, and it's called China. China's in the news lately.
I do not want to go first in China.
You have to go first.
Oh, I have to?
You have to go first in this game called China.
Oh, no.
And you should have thought about that before you won.
I just think it's important. Everybody knows that climate change is a hoax that China started. And so this game is going to, everything involves movies with the word China in the title, specifically three movies.
Interesting.
I'll go to you first, Tim. We go to you one at a time.
Yes.
I'll name an actor or actress, and you tell me if they were in Chinatown, The China Syndrome, or Big Trouble in Little China.
Of course. Okay. All right.
So no matter what your answer, it's going to include China.
Gotcha.
That's why the game is called China.
Okay.
No other reason. Start with you.
Okay.
You know the three options: town, syndrome, or big trouble.
Gotcha.
Okay. Alan Chin.
Alan Chin.
Which one was he in?
Alan Chin was in the China Syndrome.
I don't know why Jeff's laughing. That is correct.
Yeah!
Woo! Oh, man.
Yeah, this, Jeff, I don't know what you're laughing at. This isn't your father's China. This is a serious.
It's a great film, the
serious
China
game.
Syndrome.
All right, Brian, you're next. Which one featured Wilford Brimley?
Ah. I'm going to say the China Syndrome.
That is correct. He was in the China Syndrome. All right, Jeff. You love him as Paulie in the Rocky films. But Burt Young was only in one of those three films.
Yeah, he's in Chinatown.
I like your confidence. That is correct. We have a three-way tie. This is unheard of. This kind of correct answers in a row. Three correct answers. I got to throw some curveballs now.
It probably won't happen again.
All right, we'll see what you do with this, Tim.
Are we still playing China?
Okay. No, we've never played China. We're playing China!
Yeah, China's for, I don't know, who plays that?
Some weak sauce bullshit podcast.
Yeah. It's time for more China!
Yeah.
Jerry Fujikawa.
Jerry Fujikawa.
The great Jerry Fujikawa.
Jerry Fujikawa. He was in, and I really enjoyed him in this, Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh. That was a great guess because it was one of the three. Now it moves to Brian. You only have two to choose from, Brian. Which one do you think it is? It's exciting. Jerry Fujikawa.
Chinatown.
That is correct. All right, Jeff, we're coming at you.
Chinatown? Or do I get a new name?
You want a pre-guess?
Oh, no, I don't want a pre-guess. I thought I was doing Jerry Fujikawa.
Diane Ladd. Mother of what's her name?
Yeah, you're right.
Laura Dern.
Alan Ladd. Oh, I'm Laura Dern. Diane Ladd was in.
Bruce Dern was in Diane Ladd.
Diane Ladd was.
Hence Laura Dern. I mean, we're in front of a brick wall. I'm obligated to try to do some jokes.
Don't you mean the Great Wall?
Okay.
Hang on. That's not one of the guesses.
All right. Back to China.
Okay. Diane Ladd was in the China Syndrome.
No.
The Chinatown Syndrome. Big Trouble in Little Chinatown Syndrome.
That's a great, we should, talk about that. That's a great title for a movie. Finally, a parody of these three films. It's what everybody needs but doesn't want. Tim, what do you think?
About
which one was
parody?
Diane Ladd in? Jeff said the wrong one.
Yeah, Diane Ladd did a great job. Mm-hmm. And Jeff said...
I'm sorry, we're not allowed to recap.
Okay.
But he said all three.
That's what I mean.
It got confusing there.
Well, but that's okay.
That's the idea.
I'm going to say that Diane...
I get you high before the show and then ask you complicated questions.
Yeah.
And then this whole group of people gets to laugh at you.
I mean,
fair enough.
Was it a Big Trouble in Little China?
What did you say, Jeff?
I said Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, so that's not it.
No, I said... fuck, I don't
know. No, you said that. China Syndrome.
So yeah, you either, said China Syndrome, and then
it's
I
either
said...
either Big Trouble or Chinatown.
Yeah, I'm saying Big Trouble.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Brian. You're running away with this thing, Brian.
Murder on the Orient Express.
That was a terrible Brian impression. What do you think, Brian?
Oh, wait, are we moving on to somebody else?
Because... No, it's the same person. You just have to name the third movie that we haven't said yet.
Because he said China Syndrome.
I forget.
Yeah. And he said Big Trouble in Little China.
Not sure.
Maybe.
And that leaves Chinatown.
That is correct, Chinatown.
What? That was more of a test than it should have been to pick that third one.
No, that's what's fun about it. All right, we're back to you, Jeff.
Cool.
Victor Wong.
Nope. I abstain from voting. I have a conflict of interest. Victor Wong is my godfather. My parents were friends with the Wongs.
Which one do you think he was in?
I think he's in Chinatown.
Nope. Tim?
Big Trouble in Little China.
That's correct.
That's right, baby.
All right, back to you, Brian. James Hong. Wow.
No, Well Hong is in the parking lot. You should go meet him.
Big Trouble.
So just for the listeners and everybody else on the other side of the room, a guy in the audience said, Well Hong, you know, because he's that's the guy that's been over there making jokes. And then Jeff said what he said.
I'm gonna say Big Trouble.
That he's out in the parking lot, that he should go there.
Big.
I have a feeling that man is still in the room.
Big Trouble in Little China?
Yes. Because he's also in Chinatown.
Oh, two correct answers.
Yeah, I don't know how James Hong didn't end up in China Syndrome. Probably because it was mostly about just white people in a nuclear power plant. But that means that Brian wins this game. Yeah, I was very excited when I found somebody who was in two out of three of those movies. It was super cool.
You really do your research.
Oh, yeah. It takes 5 to 10 minutes. I mean, before the internet, this show was hard to pull off.
Doing this podcast, you mean?
Yeah, before the internet.
Before the internet.
I couldn't figure out a way to make it happen. Right? I wanted to ask my friends trivia questions in front of people and get paid for it. And everyone was like, podcasts don't exist yet, bro.
I remember buying Doug Loves Movies cassettes in the 80s. We passed them around. We were really into it. The internet has really made it. You know,
who wants a phone nut? Also known as a throw nut. Here it comes. Good luck, everybody. Sorry, lady. But they are pretty light, though. That didn't hurt, did it? Okay, good. This guy's getting one really hard. Somebody make sure he gets that at least and hit him right in the face. Don't leave it on the floor. There you go. Sorry about that. Holy shit. I hate when things go perfectly. I like said that's what I was going to do, is throw it in your face, and I hit you right in the face. Can I say your name on the podcast? Yeah, what's it? What is it?
Chad.
Okay, thank you, Chad. Tell all your friends. Hit me in the face with a paper donut. Let's play Last Man Stanton. Holy shit, we're way ahead of time here. Let me hit a few more people in the face.
This game, of course, for those of you, ooh, sorry about that. Am I gonna apologize every time?
And then do it
defend
again?
Your faces. That guy just went with, yeah, that guy didn't flinch at all. Went right in his lap. He's like, here you go. He's pretty romantic, isn't he?
Oh no.
Oh. Oh, it's on the stage. Here goes Jeff. Ooh, nice. Hey, Jeff, while you're up, open up that box of Dunkin' Donuts that somebody mysteriously put on the stage.
See what, are there donuts in
see
it?
See what goodness. Yeah. See what, usually, we'll see.
Whoa.
It's dog shit.
Yeah. So bad.
Bah, 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 bah. But stick around. We'll let you spin the wheel.
It really was dog shit.
No, but could you leave them open?
Oh yeah,
it's like the shittiest donut.
You didn't want any of them.
They totally they went out of their way to get the worst.
Oh my god,
the worst
so many
donuts.
Plain ones.
What are those dry?
Whoa! Both of you guys need to calm down. These donuts aren't for eating; they're for throwing. Oh. They got the best donuts.
Oh okay.
I still like it. I like hitting somebody with a. I think a jelly is
taking
good.
Charge of the situation. Calm down, guys. These are for throwing. Not for eating, just like these paper ones.
Jeff is always the voice of reason.
They did get the most plain ones, because even those chocolate ones, those are the kind of chocolate where it doesn't come off, right? It's just, it's not icing.
No, it's chocolate just, to the core.
I mean, if you hit somebody with a jelly, the sugar gets in their eye, and that's what I like.
Disorients them.
It is. Yeah. It is kind of fun though when it's more messy. But I do like. I appreciate the.
This is respectful.
I appreciate these choices.
Yeah.
So does anybody want to throw one? Before we start this game?
Nah, no thank you.
It doesn't feel organic now.
Well, I'm asking you to do it. That's organic enough, isn't it?
This one is even moldy or something.
Oh, what the... are these edible? Who put these up here?
Did you put...
That one has a green spot on it, and none of the other ones do.
Okay. Are these explosives?
Maybe that one's got a little jalapeno in it. Maybe Duncan got fancy on one donut. Oh, there he goes again. That was Into the Darkness. It's scary when you just toss one into the darkness. You don't know what's going to happen. But there's one big cruller that's got probably a little bit more.
I mean, that looks like it'll.
That probably spins better.
Yeah, give that a.
Is it this?
See if you can get that into the balcony.
Yeah, just do that, you know?
Yeah, just whip it out there. But watch your faces, everybody.
No, you don't do that. Yeah,
don't hit me.
You got a frisbee.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
yeah, nice. That's nice. Yeah.
Don't you feel like you're out on the golf course, Jeff?
Yes.
The frisbee golf?
Oh, I just eat donuts everywhere, so they kind of remind me of everywhere I go.
Oh, now you're going to think about that funeral.
I know, man. Those were some good donuts. I mean, whatever. So my dad's dead. Whatever. But they were like, they had like Captain Crunch in the icing.
Oh, man.
Those were...
Sounds great.
Dear... Good nights in Raleigh, North Carolina. May I please have another Tito's and soda? Does anybody else need anything?
I would like a Coca-Cola. You don't have to. I already have a straw.
Oh, that's good. That's really
very environmentally
really important
friendly.
For the server to know. Brian, do you want anything?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Tim?
Jelly donut. No, I'm good.
Yeah, none of those fuckers have jelly. I mean, one of them has some green jelly in it.
You know, so a few of them do look moldy. That's fucking weird.
Yeah. Don't eat these, you guys.
I think they brought these donuts the last time you were in Raleigh.
Yeah, Jeff just pulled out the one that's gross.
Yeah.
Oh, are you performing surgery? Taking out the gross part? Oh, now it's perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting it back in the box.
Imagine if the person was like, when did you get them? They're like, an hour ago. This is... Yeah, well,
you got
I would not patronize that Dunkin' Donuts anymore. I would cross them off the list. If this is their current offering, that's an issue. You know?
Hey, 4 or 5 hours is a long time.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, you got to eat those donuts quick. Before they turn green. We can't even tell what the black donuts are turning. They're just black. No offense. People got real quiet about that. Like, that was weird.
We live in, you know.
Finally, I'm going to edit
something. It's very charged times.
Yeah, don't yell that. Don't yell that. Oh, thank you. Oh, finally. Now I'm going to start making more sense. This is a game where we use a couple of people from the audience. We bring them up here and we rub the remaining donuts on their faces. No, we just use their ideas. A couple of people volunteered on the internet today. I'm going to get a name from one of them. We'll see if we like it. And then we'll all take turns naming movies that person was in. So who ended up winning that last thing officially? Brian did.
It was me. Oh.
So we'll go Brian, Jeff, me, because I like to play, and Tim. Of course, I'm not eligible to actually win. Where is someone who calls themselves, they somehow got the word, just the word brilliant on Twitter? Brilliant. How'd you do that? Did you sign up for Twitter like immediately?
That's my real name. That's my last name.
Your real name, oh, so did you have to fight for it?
No.
It was available. When you signed up, brilliant.
Your last name is just the word brilliant.
Correct.
I hate your family. I mean, it's the worst.
Listen, Tim Ding Dong will be here tonight.
Yeah.
The brilliants and the ding dongs have never gotten along.
Every other brilliant family has figured out to change it to just Brill or something, but yeah. You're stuck with brilliant. What's your first name? Because that's got to be fun. Jonathan Brilliant. God damn.
Man, I'd watch that show.
Yeah.
Your middle initial better not be S.
It's D, Jonathan D. Brilliant.
Do you have brothers or sisters? Okay. Like, what are their names? Yeah.
Stupid and shithead.
Right. What's your brother's
Mortimer?
Name?
Mortimer?
Morton Brilliant.
Mortimer.
That sounds like a fun, down-to-earth guy.
Morton, that's the show.
Morton Brilliant.
Morton Brilliant. I'd watch that for sure. I'm out.
Morton Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Morton Brilliant. Can I have the night off, Morton Brilliant?
Yeah. No, keep counting beans.
You know bean counting was a nighttime gig when I hired you. Yeah.
Morton Brilliant is mourning David Koch something bad right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
Oh, he works when you say the other side. You mean, yeah, okay, I get it now.
I thought you meant heaven.
The other.
Come
other
on,
side.
It's a thinker. It's his a thinker,
is,
folks.
His work has moved on to the other side. Okay, brilliant. Because I'm just going to keep calling you brilliant because that's awesome. Is there anyone here named Awesome?
My name is John Q. Awesome.
What's your suggestion today, Jonathan?
Celebrating birthday tomorrow, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, the great beater of women. No, wait, that was James Bond, but still. Rest in peace. Wait, he's dead? Shit, that'd be a weird way to find out. If you suggest Gene Hackman, I might start crying. People, our longtime friend Brendan Walsh has a bit where he just tells the audience that Gene Hackman's dead, and people just, yeah, people get really bummed out by it, and then he goes on to try to dig out of that hole.
It's crazy.
It's pretty funny.
He's been dead for like 6 years, too. And you guys still freak out.
Wait, who?
Gene Hackman.
Oh, Brendan man. Walsh.
I thought he meant Brendan Walsh. I was like, oh.
Nope.
I retweeted
all those
him
characters
earlier.
You're alive. But Sean Connery and Gene Hackman have retired from filmmaking, which I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Who else likes Sean Connery besides me? Are you guys comfortable with the films of Sean Connery? I mean, obviously we can name there's probably 7 Bond films, right? Maybe 8, I think 8.
Obviously.
Obviously.
What do you think, easily. Jeff? You like it? Should we get a second name?
We should get a second name.
It's going to be a short game.
Real challenge.
Sean Connery. It might be a real
Sean
short.
Sean Connery's too old for
a real short game.
Okay. How about, okay, I'll take as a handicap, no matter who the second name is, I'll only do Sean Connery movies.
Oh.
Yeah. Unless the other name is Nicolas Cage, because I learned a new Nicolas Cage movie today, and I can't wait to try it out. What is happening? That really sounded like it's like officials were marching into the
Jesus.
Room. I was expected to turn and see Janet Jackson and Rhythm Nation.
Yeah.
I thought the building was getting a phone call.
I thought it was the overture for Stomp was beginning. All right. I don't know what that was.
It's Jonathan doing it with his mind. Freak.
His brilliant mind.
His brilliant mind.
Oh, hey, I saw that movie. It was about cigarettes, right?
Did you get a phone nut, Jonathan? You might now.
Whoa!
I am better at that than I should be. Okay, let's go to a second person. Where is Beat _ Smith? Hey, dude. What's up? Are you well hung? I mean, are you the guy that said that? Because he'd be disqualified. What is your full name? Smith is in your thing. Is Smith your last name? Are you super jealous of Brilliant over here?
No.
No. See, he's all right with Smith. Probably, it probably used to be Smitherson. Or Smithiest. Smith Awesome. Yes. Good suggestion. Now be quiet. What's your suggestion, dude?
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Gary Oldman. Mm. That probably
if
helps.
Sean Connery wasn't mainstream enough.
It really is. We could not all be sitting more still.
Right.
Are rats eating into the sound system?
Oh, if that's...
We're not doing anything and those noises keep happening. Is this instead of a light? Am I supposed to wrap it up? Is this club haunted? Did somebody, seriously, can somebody just flip a switch and make that stop happening? Why was it not happening earlier? Why only on occasion?
Does this happen with 15 minutes to go in your show, Tim?
No, it hasn't happened yet, but
it feels like maybe feels like they're maybe thinking Tim's mic is a culprit and yours is now off just to fix the problem. So thanks for being here, Tim.
I'll just yell.
Is it Tim's mic?
Is it my mic?
Yeah.
See? This is incredibly disrespectful.
I know, man. We all brought good mics with us, Tim.
Yeah.
Why did you?
Yeah, you brought
I shouldn't have bought this mic in the parking lot.
Why'd you bring
Fuck.
A shitty mic to a gunfight?
Yeah.
Oh, this lady just got back from the restroom.
Oh, maybe it was because of her. How long have you been gone? Do you even know what we're talking about?
I just wanted to update her.
We heard what you were doing.
I just wanted to tell her what she missed.
I think it's funny that she still doesn't really know what happened. She looks way more confused than when she got back.
All right, so Tim, we'll just share?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Ideal.
It's not, you're right, it's not perfect. That's why anytime I show up at a gig and they go, we don't have the microphones, I walk. Enough microphones. What did I say? Okay, so we got Sean Connery, and I'm pretending to write it down. Gary Oldman. Good luck to us all. Start with you, Brian. Name a film either of those gentlemen was in.
Zardoz.
And you can go to your lifeline once for help. Clearly you don't.
Lifeline?
Yeah, you don't need it yet. You don't need John yet, but you will someday, and for the rest of your life.
Zardoz. That's my.
It's a terrific answer. I would have saved that one if I were you, Jeff.
Bad strategy, but weird movie.
Mm-hmm. Jeff.
Oh man, I was gonna say bad strategy.
The movie.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that.
Oldman was great in that.
I'm your father, too. Indy. I will do my impression of a Sean Connery line from each movie that gets mentioned. And so I will say, whose turn is it? Your turn or mine? It's my turn. It's my turn. Then it comes to you. I'll get the mic to you in time. I'm gonna go with the Untouchables. Yeah. Yeah. And he says, they pull a knife.
Yep.
It's already terrible. They pull a knife, you pull a gun. That's the Chicago way. China.
All right, you send one of ours to the hospital, we'll send one of yours to the space.
Hunt for Red October.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Great one. Excellent answer.
I was waiting for him to do
Brian,
an impression.
You don't have a line from it?
Oh.
The submarine is underwater. Right? That's
my Russian accent is not exemplary.
I don't remember agreeing to this.
I don't, is that?
Yeah, what's your answer, Brian?
The Rock.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, one of the worst lines ever is when Sean Connery says, that means you're caught between the rock and a hard case. Jeff?
Of course, Finding Forrester, you're the man now, dog.
You're the man now, dog.
You are a man dog.
Now.
Right? The Island of Dr. Forrester.
Now do your business so we can go back inside. Okay. I'm going to say this one's going to blow your mind. Sean Connery, The Avengers. Yeah, he's in an old-ass movie with Ralph Fiennes and Uma Thurman called The Avengers, and he plays the bad guy, and he's like, so you're the Avengers. Yeah. Tim?
Will you accept James Bond 1?
James Bond, Ground Zero.
No.
No, we can't accept that, but you can go to your lifeline. That might trigger some ideas.
Leslie,
what do you got? She says Batman Begins.
Okay, I'll go with her.
Batman Begins, okay. Good job.
That's the only time I get to use her?
Gary Oldman's in Batman Begins.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You can have my lifeline,
right? So
too.
That might help you out a little bit in the future if you think about how Gary Oldman was in Batman Begins. See what I'm saying? See, it could prove helpful in the future. Probably not now. Stop saying James Bond to me. Especially when you don't have a microphone. Who's next? Brian?
So then, The Dark Knight.
Yeah, see, he's going to take it from you. Jeff?
I need everything I can get.
I can only do Sean Connery, so it's up to Jeff how mean we're going to be about this.
True Romance.
There you go. He plays like a gentleman. I'm going to say The Man Who Would Be King, and you're going to get Sean Connery and Michael Caine in this one.
Oh.
I'm Michael Caine. Who gives a fuck? Terrible impressions, but I believe that's a real conversation they had. All right, Tim, so we've got Batman Begins and The Dark Knight, and it's your turn.
Dark, no.
Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah, Dark Knight Rises. He's in for another round. Somebody else say a movie that has sequels. Brian?
Gary Oldman is in The Fifth Element.
Yeah, he is.
He was in Jufk. Am I saying that right? Jufk. It's spelled weird. JFK? Good night.
Yes, he
Good
was
night,
in
everybody.
Jufk. It's true, he's in Jufk. Too bad they didn't make any sequels to Jufk.
They did, but they're all on YouTube. I mean, you porn.
Let's see here. What was the... there was one of the... No. Okay. I want to say something that's going to help you. And I don't think I'm going to. Don't think I'm going to be helpful. I can't think of any other franchises other than the obvious one for Sean Connery. So, but I'm going to try to give you an answer that might make you think of another. You see what I'm saying? I try to approach this like a doctor. And when people, you know, kind of suggest that I cheat, I say no. But I'm going to go with, my answer is From Russia with Love.
Yeah. James Bond, Dr. No. Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
It's just Dr. No, but we'll take it.
Well, James Bond's in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the first James Bond movie. It's called Dr. No.
Okay, so it'd also be James Bond 1.
Yo, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's why I helped you with it, but now you're on your own. Brian?
Medicine Man?
Yeah, he's in that.
We're so high up in these trees.
How is Medicine Man not a sequel to Dr. No? hang on. We're all just a bunch of extraordinary gentlemen trying to think of something right now. So I'm going to say... hang on. I'm going with... Hold up. What's that one with calamari, octopussy? Is James Bond in that one?
Yeah, but you know, James Bond was portrayed by several different actors.
I know. I'm thinking of the Gary Oldman one.
Speaking of which, he'd be a good Bond villain. Anyway.
Yeah.
What's your answer, Jeff?
Oh, fuck. It's still my turn.
Yeah.
Well,
I wanted to
say the OK train robbery, but I guess it was better than that. The great train robbery.
Oh, yeah.
Great train robbery. Got it.
Nice.
We're going to rob this train.
Hey, that's
and if
not
you
your
like
train.
It, you can fucking thumb to Poughkeepsie.
Oh, man, you guys don't know, but that was a wild insult back then. Thumb to Poughkeepsie? Oh, man. If this were the 1800s, you would have fucking shit. I said thumb to Poughkeepsie around my grandma once. I got soap in my mouth.
All right. I'm going to say that... Did you ever see that Austin Powers movie, Tim, the gold member?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Diamonds Are Forever.
I guess I will say Austin Power gold member.
I really tried. You're out.
Yeah.
Brian?
Goldfinger.
Yeah, Goldfinger. It's a James Bond movie. Jeff?
Did anybody say The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen yet?
No, you...
All right, look at all of us. You guys have Sean Connery's in it.
Yeah, you tried to say it. From Russia with Love. I said that one already? Okay, Thunderball.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a gold finger, you're gonna Thunderball.
That's...
Brian?
So I have that same problem. I'm not clear which Bond is in each of these, but how about...
He wasn't in Skyfall.
Okay.
That might not be true, man. Don't believe him.
Fuck. The Spy Who Loved Me.
Oh, shit.
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Is my lifeline going to be useful to me? All right, what do you got?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to be so fucking useful.
Do you? Come on, John
Ayer. He's ready to go. He's ready.
The Longest Day.
The Longest
Day.
Yeah.
That's a British guy.
So I can't argue with him about that answer. He's here representing Sean Connery. Who was what? What was he? Scottish, right? Yeah.
Oh. I like
so
that.
Who was in The Spy Who Loved Me?
That was Roger Moore. Yeah, yeah. Oh, well. Oh, but he helped you. So you're
my lifeline.
You're still in. Yeah, you're still in. Jeff?
Did you say From Russia with Love already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'll go.
And Goldfinger
with
and Dr. No and Thunderball.
The Russia House.
Oh, right. Good one.
Direct sequel to Longest Day.
The crazy thing about this game is, you know, you can say the wrong answer and then someone can help you, but ultimately, you only live twice. That's the first time that guy's ever laughed at anything.
That's why it sounded.
He finally let one rip.
Right, man. Knock the dust off before you go to a comedy show next time.
Do a little practice laughing at home. Ha ha ha!
It's definitely the first time he's laughed at anything today at this show. We would have heard it already. Why did it take so long for you to find something to enjoy?
So is that your answer? Is that your hint for me?
What happened? No, I said you'll only live twice as my answer, which is, I believe now we've said, oh, no, we haven't. There's one more James Bond that he was in, but I'll say that when it gets back around to me.
No, I got it.
The what is
James
it?
Bond film. Highlander 2. The Quickening, maybe?
Now, let me ask you a quick cue. Why the fuck wouldn't you just say Highlander?
Because is he in...
Yeah.
I know that he's in Highlander 2, but he's in Highlander, the first one?
Yeah.
Well, that's the part I didn't...
He's the old, what is he supposed to be like? He's Spanish. He's the Spaniard.
Right, but I remember
teaches
him
Highlander
in Highlander
everything
2.
He knows. He's Egyptian?
Take it easy. Just because you're British doesn't mean you know everything.
That wasn't the same guy. Also, in other news...
But wouldn't that have worked?
Can you let Spaniards have something? No, he's Egyptian!
Well, yeah, I just wasn't sure about the first one.
Well, it sounds like it's my turn, the Highlander.
I mean, let's ask the expert back there on all Scottish actors. Was he in the second Highlander?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well,
he stuck around. That's nice.
That guy's got...
That's nice of him.
He's got a conflict of interest.
But I meant the last final James Bond movie when you
yeah,
said...
Yeah, I know. I was kidding. Oh, I know okay. That wasn't James Bond, all right. Technically.
All right, cool. So is it my turn or Jeff's?
No, I said the Highlander. It's your turn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The other James Bond movie that's left out there hanging was such a fun title because Sean Connery said he'll never, ever, ever, ever play James Bond again. And then they showed him a check and he starred in Never Say Never Again. Back to you, Brian.
You would think Gary Oldman probably made some other films.
Oh, yeah. No, he's done quite a lot. We haven't even mentioned the one he won the Oscar for.
Shit.
That is not what it was called.
Which one was that?
The Longest Day.
Is Sean Connery in Con Air?
Yes.
Sean Connery air.
Everybody
Rock Curtin, you just put the burn. Somebody else do it. Say to Bunny in the box, but as Sean Connery, go.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Put the bunny back in the box.
Right? I'm going to make that my ringtone.
So, no, yeah, we've established he wasn't in that. Any other guesses?
Seemed like I could come up with a Gary Oldman guess, but.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Fried Green Tomatoes?
Oh, damn.
See, that is fun when someone just picks a title and hopes for the best. But I'm pretty sure he's not in that. What did he play in that?
The tomato.
I thought he was the lingerie saleswoman.
The tomato.
Sweet woman, I think.
All right, Brian, you're out, but good job. Good job for science. Jeff?
I'm going to say The Darkest Hour.
Yeah, that's what he won the Oscar for playing Churchill.
Right? People love it.
I still have to stay on Sean Connery, so I'm going to say, this is getting, got to get into some old shit here. Oh, yeah. Marnie. Directed by Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, sounds scary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ooh. It's more where that came from, Jeff. What do you got? I can't believe we've awoken the laughing spirit of this man. He finally is enjoying life, and I'm so proud to have helped to precipitate that life change. Jeff?
I'm going to say... Does it count if it's a picture of him?
A picture of which one?
Sean Connery.
Okay, I like it. If it's in the movie, I'll count it.
Right, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
They show a picture of him in that?
Yeah, and they go, "Oh, he's dead." It's a real cool scene.
Okay. Do you have any more after that one, you think?
I might have one more Gary Oldman.
Okay.
But I also might not. I guess we'll see.
Well, you know, I'm not here to show off and make you look bad, but I believe he was in a movie called The Anderson Tapes.
I've never... heard of that.
All right, then I might be wrong. Jeff Tate is our winner! Oh, fuck. We fucked up. I missed one really good one for Sean O'Connery. Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a classic.
What was that one?
What else did we miss? What else?
Dragon Hunter.
Oh, he's the voice of the dragon in Dragon Hunter.
Right.
Sid and Nancy.
Tinker Tailor Soldier.
Sid,
Snips.
What about the goodbye drugs? That was Nancy. Oh, of course, Harry Potter movies. We could have cleaned up with those. He's in three of them, I think. Mm. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, all four of those movies.
It's
oh, yeah, Bram Stoker's Dracula is a good old man.
Oh, yes.
You guys have lots of answers. And you're very polite about sharing them. I appreciate that. But like I said, Jeff's our winner. Where's the person that gets these amazing prizes? He's sitting right up front. Here you go.
There you go.
Yeah, that thing's heavy. Hey, do you want some shitty donuts too? And you know, you got a little bottle of Tito's on your name tag there, Tim. Do you enjoy Tito's?
No, you can
keep it if you want. It seems like it's almost empty.
Yeah, who's been drinking out of that?
It's empty. How dare you? I'll just pour the rest into my drink then. I'm going to sleep good tonight, aren't I? but you want your DVD back. Is it in there? Okay, cool. Oh, here's a fresh one. You don't want it? You're good. Tim's good. Tim, let me give you the microphone for a sec. Tell us your plugs. What do you got coming up? When can people see you and whatnot?
Tim Dillon Comedy. Tim J. Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N on Instagram and Twitter. I put all my dates there. TimDillonComedy.com. Podcast, The Tim Dillon Show. Thank you. Was Sean Connery in First Night or no?
Yeah.
He was, right? Can I win? All right, anyway.
He was also, that reminds me of, he was in Robin and Marian, a movie about old Robin Hood if he was old. Old Hood. Oh, I got one more phonaut. Hey, nice catch. That was sweet. Brian Mallow, science comedian on Twitter. What else are you up to?
I'll just say find me on, I'm science comedian on everything. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, sciencecomedian.com. Find me there. I don't have anything particular to plug right now. I'm local. I'm occasionally here.
Perfect. Thank you. Jeff Tate.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me. I have a podcast called Altered Tates. And I make it with my brother, and it's fun. You can check it out on iTunes.
Ooh.
Yeah, and SoundCloud, and justanotherclown.com is my website. And
I just never know when your plugs are done. Pick one and make it sound like it's the last one.
All right. I saw Good Boys with my friend Corey.
One more time for Jeff Tate, Brian Mallow, and Tim Dillon. I will be doing Doug Lowe's Movies back at the Variety Playhouse in Atlanta on Saturday, September 7th at 4:20. And thank you to Good Nights here in Raleigh and all of you guys for coming out every time I come through and do this. I really appreciate it. I'll see you at the merch area or outside or both. And as always, positive energy! Makes him